This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Trey Burt's debut album, Caught It From the Rye, was released by John Prine's Oh Boy Records at the very beginning of 2020. Burt was hailed as a rising star. And then, as you might recall, touring and much of the music industry temporarily ground to a halt. But Trey Burt didn't. For a songwriter who thoughtfully documents what he sees is happening in the world, 2020, while challenging, was rich with inspiration. His latest album, You, Yeah, You, builds on his previous work as he grows ever more sophisticated, empathetic, and razor-sharp as a storyteller and musical philosopher. You'll hear Trey Burt perform songs from that album today, and we'll talk about how he writes his stories into song. First, from You, Yeah, You, here is Trey Burt live for the World Cafe, Sweet Misery.
See the ring of darkness covering up the light, but to see it is to admit that it's just passing by. My friend in New York City, she calls me time to time, and I tell her made up stories but never tell her lies. In the weight of my heart that swings me left to right, like a wrecking ball on a 6-foot chain, forever on my life. It only goes to show, sweet misery. You can follow me down to the end of my path, but you still gotta get through me. I believe for the moment in heaven I reside, it might as well be anywhere, so why not in my mind? Oh, you, yeah, you, who else am I talking to? Go sit down by your lonesome and entertain the fool. I was late to the party and I'm eating someone's food, but I've never been so hungry to be without a clue. It only goes to show, sweet misery. You can follow me down to the end of my path, but you still gotta get through me. Yeah, you can follow me down to the end of my path, but you still gotta get through.
Sweet Misery, performed by my guest today, Trey Burt. It's from his latest album, You, Yeah, You. Trey Burt is my guest, and I gotta welcome you back to the World Cafe. Trey, welcome back.
Thank you. Hey, what's up, Raina?
It's so great to see you, because I was thinking about the last time we spoke, March 12th, 2020. And the next day, everyone at World Cafe got sent home for the next year and a half, and that ended up being our last interview that we recorded in the studio before the pandemic.
It's nuts.
So at that point, when I talked to you, you had just released your debut album, Caught It From the Rye, on Oh Boy Records. You were doing promo for that album. You were, you know, this up-and-coming artist. Everything looked so exciting. And then everything shuts down. Where did that leave you? What happened next for you?
I guess it was like a great period of time of introspection. When the outside world was seemingly imploding, it made you really have to look inside to figure out where you are and all that chaos sort of thing. So I kind of immediately went inward.
you know, I guess there was a lot of talk when the lockdown sort of started where it was like, oh, you've got all this uninterrupted creative time for certain people. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great time to be productive. And then some people did not feel like that. Mm-hmm. Where did you kind of, what kind of person were you at that point?
Well, I became a productive person in all that stuff somewhere towards June. I was so boiled up with all of these things that I hadn't yet expressed or knew how to express, that it just kind of had to come out. So somewhere around June, I started writing again, and I didn't even really know it until I had a couple songs written that I was writing again.
Oh Boy Records sent you somewhere to write.
They did.
For a weekend. Could you tell us about the cabin they sent you to?
There's this little town on the outside of Yosemite called North Forks in California. And usually a bunch of firemen stay there when they're, you know, taking care of the park. And I saw that cabin completely. It was just in my budget, but it was worth it because I needed to just get out of Sacramento at the drop of a dime. So I saw that and I snatched it up, and it's perfect. It was weird. There's about four rooms in there, and one of them had like seven trundle beds lined up next to each other. It was a little eerie.
Yeah.
It had definitely like kind of the Shining vibe to it.
For sure.
But I think it kind of added to the atmosphere.
It's interesting that you would work on writing isolated in a cabin, because your songs are very observational. There's so much going on in them. Is that part of how you find that space to organize your thoughts? Like, what do you do to organize those thoughts into songs when you're taking in so much information all the time?
Yeah, I have to go away when I feel like a song's coming. I guess I don't realize how much I store in my head from experiences I'm going through, and kind of putting them in the bank for I don't know, maybe a song, maybe who knows, but definitely being removed from a situation. The time when I started writing UEAU, the city was being occupied by the National Guards, and there were protests happening in the streets. It was a very volatile sort of environment, and I wasn't thinking about myself. I was thinking about the collective good of, you know, of hopefully, you know, justice for Breonna Taylor and George Floyd. That's what I was consumed with. So getting out of that environment for a little bit for my own sake and sanity, I think was really important. And I didn't realize how important until I was away from everything that was happening in Sacramento.
Yeah, taking that space. We're going to hear you perform your song Solo next. I feel like the title, at least, of Solo goes nicely with the idea of being in that cabin. What can you tell us about this song before we hear it?
I think that particular day I had just written Sweet Misery and then also By the Jasmine. And at the end of the night, I made a fire with my family dog, Lana. I call her Lana Del Dog. And I said to myself, absolutely there can't be any more songs left in me for today. And then I played a G chord, and I kind of started with that line. I was turning the end of my key, the first line, and yeah, felt the whole other song come out. So stayed there around that fire, and that one came really quickly. Yeah, I think I wrote it in, you know, like 20 minutes or something.
Well, let's hear it. You can imagine that you're sitting by the fire with Trey Bird. It's Solo on World Cafe.
I was turning the end of my key to a room at the end of the street. When I entered, I dropped to the floor and thought of you some more. When I opened my eyes, it was day, and I was worried I'd too fade away. I got ready for nothing at all and walked through the wall. And in the middle of 20th Street, I let my shadow take over the lead. And I followed him down the ice blocks like a parrot that talks. Solo, wherever I go, I feel solo. I know that it shows. It's a prison that I can't escape. Won't you just look away? There's a universe under my feet, and I can feel it screaming from beneath. I was learning the words to a song, didn't take very long. There are people way stronger than me, and it's from them that I'm learning. Throw a penny heads up off a cliff when the gravity shifts. Take a memory out of the shade and put it there in the sun to decay. I remember the curse from the lips of my enemy's kiss. Solo, wherever I go, I feel solo. I know that it shows. It's a prison that I can't escape. Won't you just look away?
Recorded live for World Cafe, that was Trey Burt with Solo from his album You, Yeah, You. The song is called Solo, but this album was the first time you ever recorded with a producer. You worked with Brad Cook, who's worked with Bruce Hornsby, Waxahachie, Bon Iver. And having not recorded with a producer before, what did Brad bring to how you make an album? Were there things you were resistant to? Were there things you were excited by?
You know, I never knew what a producer actually does. And then so here you have Brad producing my songs. And I guess, you know, what I came out with is he kind of mediates the path of least resistance. You know, there's points in some of the recording process where I would feel unsure about a little, some way I'm playing a song, and he would say, we'll try it this way, you know?
Yeah.
Which is very simple, but very, very, could be very effective if you have the right person you're working with.
I'm speaking with Trey Burt today on World Cafe. His latest album is called You, Yeah, You. The next song we're going to hear you perform from that album is Carnival Mirror. There's a line that you repeat in this song, cruel by design, which to me kind of implies this idea that the cruelty and injustice in our society is a feature, not a bug, as they say. It's like you're saying the system is working kind of the way it was designed to work, which is, you know, with cruelty. Could you talk about what you were thinking when you wrote this song?
Absolutely. Yeah, you hit it right on the head. It's the power structures that benefit just that, the people in power, and keep people sedated or complacent to, for them to hopefully not notice how they're being taken advantage of. I mean, it's the positions of power are in place exactly to sustain that power structure, not to treat. It gives the illusion of this this ladder that, you know, people can climb, but no real path to get there. So I guess I was kind of talking about that.
This is Carnival Mirror, Trey Burt on World Cafe.
Live off the goodwill of strangers and let my hair grow wild and white. Then have the shadow of money crashing over me. Wherever I go, I feel it under my lines. Saying that I ain't used to it somehow. I spend my time with the wise man too. But if it's one thing I would have done differently, I'd kill him fast before he understood. Crying out loud, I just worn out. No, I can't take it anymore. This carnival mirror's got everybody feeling sick. There's no winner, there's no loser, just life and its abuser. Leave no trace and give no reason why. Cruel by design. From what I gather, there's nothing to worry about inside these walls, taller than heaven. With all this talk about building them high now, you gotta wonder what's behind the levee. With your eyes like fire and your heart like stone and your voice like oblivion moaning. Yeah, you are quick to abide by your bottomless pride, but you hide when it's overflowing. Cry it out loud, I'm just worn out. No, I can't take it anymore. This carnival mirror's got everybody feeling sick. There's no winner, just life and its abuser. Leave no trace and give no reason why. Cruel by design. Cruel by design.
On World Cafe, Trey Burt with Carnival Mirror. That was a live performance of the song from his latest album, You, Yeah, You. Your debut album, Caught It From the Rye, you made it pretty much alone. You self-released it, then got picked up by Oh Boy Records, who re-released it. Now you have a record label on your side. You worked with a producer. You're being exposed to more and more people. Does having a bigger audience and writing with the knowledge that more people might hear this album than your last one change the way that you write songs?
Great question. I don't think so. I think, no, not at all. If anything, it kind of makes me a little bit more daring to try and, you know, see how people will react to me. I mean, that's what this, you know, this is all about. It's trying to make the art that I want to do. So with a label and a bigger audience, it makes me more excited to see what will happen.
Does it change the things you want to sing about, like the things, the topics that you decide to write about?
I will say that, you know, I can't say for sure, but there's some part of, you know, that coming into play with when I wrote Under the Devil's Knee, I said certain things because I knew people would listen. Perhaps if I didn't have as large of an audience, I might have just journaled about it or, you know, wrote a song and not released it. But, yeah.
Under the Devil's Knee, you wrote it sort of in the wake of the George Floyd killing and the protests that were happening, released it in September 2020. We should just take a listen to that right now.
George came out of prison with his head on straight, teaching all the neighborhood children the good old Christian way, till his life was taken from him for no reason but his race on the 25th of May. Under the devil's knee, oh Lord, I'm under the devil's knee. Oh, I'm screaming, how can I breathe, my Lord, from under the devil's knee.
Under the devil's knee, Trey Burt on World Cafe. Trey Burt's my guest today. I'm Raina Duris. Last time you were on the show in the spring of 2020, we were talking about your song Franklin's Tunnel from your first album. And it was about a tunnel where you would go play your guitar and you'd practice there all the time. And the day before we spoke for that interview, a woman, a jogger, called the cops on you while you were in the tunnel working on a song, and three police officers showed up.
Mm-hmm.
That experience that you had has some parallels to the last song that we're going to hear you perform today, called By the Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
Were you drawing from that experience that you had to write this song?
Yeah, 100%. I forgot about that. That is, the day before I talked to you, that happened. Yeah, and then I wrote, By the Jasmine from that exact same situation.
It must be terrifying to be doing something that you just do all the time, living your regular life, and suddenly the cops show up.
It is terrifying, but I don't know. I just try to be as loose as possible, and I kind of have this weird sense of humor. So I'm always an observer to myself and what's happening as well. But yeah, it is terrifying.
When that jogger called the cops on you for playing guitar in the tunnel, that was, like I said, that was March 2020. It was before George Floyd and the protest. It was before the video went viral of Amy Cooper, a white woman, calling the cops on Christian Cooper, a black man who was birdwatching in Central Park. Did the last year and a half change anything about how you look back on your own experience or how you decided to write about something like that?
I did learn that saying when you're writing things on that subject matter, it's best to say it as plainly as possible with as little metaphor or alliteration as possible, just so more people can understand what's being said, so it doesn't happen again, hopefully, or happens less.
You are a documenter. You're somebody who writes things that they see and things that they experience. Where does that urge to document come from?
That's a great question. In my family, there's always been people who have been historians or recording our family history. And the last generation was my grandmother, Carolyn Gray. She's been kind of grooming me. In my early teen years, who'd kind of take over that. And she's gone now. But I've always been incredibly interested in our family history, especially because the documentation on slaves post-Reconstruction is hardly recorded. So it makes me, gives me this, great interest to kind of put pieces together. I feel like it would benefit me and my family and other people if we knew where we come from. So I think that's where it comes from.
Before we hear By the Jasmine, is there anything else you can tell us about writing this song?
By the Jasmine? Yeah. So a lot of people seem to think that, and it's not true. At the end, the character Dante is killed by the police, but I left it open-ended on purpose. If it's up to me, I don't really like killing black characters in my own songs.
It makes me feel weird to even ask this because it feels like it's kind of self-explanatory, but why do you not want to kill black characters in your own songs?
Well, because it, because I don't have to. It's done in popular media and culture. You know, there's a trope about in horror movies, the black person's always the first one to die or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I want to elevate the dignity that we should have, I guess.
Let's listen to Trey Burt's performance. This is By the Jasmine, Trey Burt on World Cafe.
When Dante woke up, he didn't mean to. He could have used a little more time in his dreams. But it was getting late in the evening, and as depressed as he was, he went walking in that buzzing night. And by the jasmine on the corner, he fit his headphones tight around his big old head. He let the soundtrack move him through the city. Yeah, just a black boy walking with the moonlight in his eye. And Karen Johnson was out jogging with her neon vest and a chocolate lab named Sam. She just bought a house for next to nothing, right across the street from where our hero lays his head. The wristwatch counted every footstep. Yeah, she shot like a bullet through the night. She about to get in a run before early morning. Yeah, just a white girl running with the law on her side. On a poor-lit street, she saw Dante standing. But to her, he looked like a big black gun. She reached for her phone, dialed 911. And in a matter of minutes, Dante was gone. Dante woke up, he didn't mean to. He could have used a little more time in his dream.
Recorded live for World Cafe, that was Trey Burt by the Jasmine. That song is on his latest album, You, Yeah, You. Trey, thank you so much. It's been so great talking to you today.
Yeah, it's fun, Raina. Thank you.
Trey Burt has been my guest. His album, You, Yeah, You, is out now. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.